and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Saturate. It's so good to have you on the program today. I sure hope that you will, if you haven't already, contact somebody, let them know, and y'all get together and talk about it afterward, you know? It's a good way to study the Bible. Get a friend. I can remember when we first got into the faith, 1987, first thing we started was a Bible study at home. We were so on fire. Going to church 3 days a week just wasn't enough for us. We had to have more. And I remember, folks, those were the greatest days of our lives, really, really, really. Listen, I want to start our reading out today in Matthew chapter 15. This is the story of the Syrophoenician woman. She was a Canaanite woman, a Gentile, just giving you a little bit of heads up on the setting here. So Jesus, it says in verse 21, Jesus went out from there and he departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and knelt down and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be as you have desired." And her daughter was healed from that hour. This is a good one. We're going to discuss it right after this song. This is one about my mama and about an old Bible that was handed down to me from my grandmother. I hope you enjoy it. It's called The Old Black Book.
A child sitting on mama's knee, while she would rock, she'd read to me from the old black book that stayed by her bed. And the words she would read would fill my head of people and things from a long time ago, with a lot of strange places, names I don't know. As she would read, I started to find these people had lives just a little like mine. I found that these people were just like me, with troubles and fears only God could see. And given to him, he could take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus, Mama would say. Have gone by and I'm grown now, you see. And I live in a house with my own family. I read to my child sitting on my knee from the same black book my mom gave to me. I tell her of things from a long time ago, with a lot of strange places and names she don't know. But I wasn't surprised when I put her to bed. She looked at me and I turned and she said, "I found out people are just like me, troubles and fears only God could see. And if given to him, he could take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus," my daughter would say. Thank you. the years have gone by and my life is gone. I pray this tradition will carry on. Reading God's word so our children will know. The love of a father just grows and grows. And find out people are just like me. Troubles and fears only God can see. And if given to Him, He can take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus, try Him today. Oh, Jesus, try Him today.
Thanks for listening. I sure hope you enjoy that song. I still have that old Bible right over there on the shelf. Listen here. Okay, so let's talk about this. This is a Gentile woman, and she came, and you just have to do a little bit of studying and understand that she came in a presumptive attitude. She came with some hypocrisy on her. And you say, well, how you get that? Well, you got to know that only Jews in that day would use that word Son of David. They would only use that salutation for Jesus as a Jew. Gentiles would never do that. Gentiles would not, it would be kind of rude in a way for them to do it. However, presumptively, she comes to him with this front on, pretending to be something that she's not. Of course, you're not going to fool Jesus. He knows. So anyway, here she comes up to him and says, Lord, thou son of David, you know, and I'm sure she had a problem. So I'm not saying she wasn't sincerely trying to get help, but she was kind of doing it in her own way instead of just coming humbly. Lord, son of David. And you know what it says? He didn't answer her a word. He ignored her. And then the disciples, of course, said, let's send her away. And one translation says, they ask him over and over because she just kept coming. So she was pretty adamant about it. But when she realized that she wasn't getting anywhere with that hypocrisy, that front there, it says that she came and she knelt down and she worshiped him. She took that son of David off of there and she said, Lord, help me. Now he can deal with her. However, he still got this problem. He still wasn't sent to the Gentiles. As you know, it wasn't until Paul came along that the ministry to the Gentiles busted loose. And there's a place in the Bible, we don't have time for it on this session, but it talks about the mystery of God. It's always been God's plan to reach out to the Gentiles, but it was only after the rejection of the Jews, of the Messiah, until that was going to happen. Well, Jesus is still here because this is him talking. And so he said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now she's listening. You know, and I know it said that right after the disciples, but I believe she heard him say it because it says, then she came and worshiped him and said, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now, I said I like this translation because it got a better translation. Most of your translations just use the word dogs. And in the English vernacular of these days, if I was to call you a dog, that's pretty rude. That's pretty rough if I called you a dog. And so when we read that, we get this idea that, boy, he was really down in her. But it's not so. He used the word that actually, if you were to give it the really correct translation, it would be puppy. It would be puppy, a little dog, little house dogs. But what he was saying is, you know, I've been called to the Jewish people. I've been called to the Jewish nation. I haven't been called to the Gentiles. And so in my ministry, it's not proper for me to give the resources and give out what my Father has sent me to use for the Jewish nation to the Gentile nation. And that's what he meant. But she came back to him. She wasn't giving up. And you know, in a way, he was actually throwing her a loophole. He wasn't going to completely reject her because I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus cannot reject faith. If you come to Jesus in faith, it doesn't matter who you are. He's going to meet you according to your faith, as we see right here. So she says, Lord, help me. And he says, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little puppies. And she said, yes, Lord, but even the little puppies eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. That was all it took. She took the loophole. She reached out in faith. And Jesus said to her, oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you have desired. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This brings something I want to bring out to you. You know, there's only two people in the Bible that Jesus said had great faith. And after this commercial, I'll tell you who they are.
SaturateNow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Don't you just love cliffhangers? It was only 30 seconds, folks. That ain't too bad. Two people in the Bible, Jesus said, had great faith. This woman and the centurion who came for his servant that was sick and dying. You remember that story. The centurion came and Jesus said, well, we'll go to your house. He said, no, sir. I can take orders. I know how to take orders. You just speak the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus told him, he said, I've never seen such great faith. Yes, be it unto you as you've believed, go your way. And of course, he got confirmation from his other servants that came running and said, oh, he's made a total recovery. Two people had great faith. What is it that they had in common from all the other people that had faith that reached out? What were these two? What did they have in common? I tried to figure it out for the longest time, but finally, I'm going to cut to the chase and go ahead because I'm running out of time. They were both Gentiles. They were not Jewish people. And you might say, well, why in the world would that cause them to have great faith? And I believe more than anything is because they were not hindered by the law. See, Jewish people were very, very underneath the law, very akin to it, very understood it, understood the limitations of it, understood the pressures of it. 613 laws by the time Jesus got here that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were instituting on people. And it was hard. It was hardship. But yet the people were very aware of the law, and the law had a stifling effect to faith because the law to them was God. They had a hard time reaching out in faith. But this Syrophoenician woman, she didn't have that to hinder her. She reached right on out with faith. She was going to meet Jesus any way she possibly could. She wasn't going to take no for an answer, honey. She had to have some healing for her daughter, and she got it. You know, folks, Jesus never had a problem with sinners, harlots, tax collectors, but he had a problem with hypocrites. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were the biggest hypocrites in town, and he told them too. And he told them it was going to keep them out of the kingdom of God too. Folks, when you come to Jesus, come just like you are, because he already knows what you are anyway. And the Bible says that he died for you while you were yet a sinner. So come just as you are. And now listen to this while I close. When you do accept him, and you are now the righteousness of God in Christ, don't be a hypocrite and go around saying you're anything else. Don't let the devil convince you you're some old dirty rotten sinner. You stand up and say, nope, I am the righteousness of God in Christ because Christ made me that way. If you've accepted him in your heart today, God bless you. We love you. We're so grateful. And you stand up and be the Christian that he's made you to be. Oh, so out of time. We love you so much. Thank you for coming to Saturate. Man, we want to see you again. So be here again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.